So last week we began to lay the groundwork in terms of appreciating the two different possible perspectives on the concept of Migo, Bukharan's Chakira, and I want to take, and as promised, that is a motif, a thread, that really cuts through the next couple of blocks. And I want to turn our attention in particular to, for now, to Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. You had a chance to see some of you with your grandfathers.
Maybe I accidentally kept the extra.
Well, a bizarre story. It wraps from Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Lamed Beis. A bizarre situation where there's a machlokas whether you can win by lying, where you freely admit that you were dishonest, and yet, ironically, it might actually help you win. Let's take a look at that Gemara together. The bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Ahu Damar L'Chavrei, my boy is by Ara. Reuven says to Shimon, why are you on this piece of property? Why are you here? Shimon says, Minach Zevinta, the Hashtara. He says, I bought it from you. Shimon says, yeah, you're the Marakama. I agree, and I bought it from you. Now, up until now, most of the cases have been Minach Zevinta V'Achalti Yishnei Chazaka. Up until usually it's been, I have a Cheskas Karkos. Here he doesn't say I have a Cheskas Karkos. Here he says, I have a Shtar. And as you saw in the Rashba, the Rashba understands, the footnotes they point out, if you look in the Torah, there were Gaonim who disagreed, but the simple pshat in the Gemara is that the Machzik does not have a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Either he hasn't been here for so long, or he has, but doesn't have the Edim, which is why instead he's producing his Shtar, number one. Number two, the Marakama does have Edim that he's the Marakama. He's provably the Marakama. That's why you don't have some of the dynamics from earlier. It's not as though I could have said it was never yours to begin with. No. The Marakama is demonstrably the Marakama. He has Edim, he's the Marakama. The Machzik does not have Edim Chazaka, but he does have a Shtar, which should work. Going back to first principle, assuming the Marakama, so if the Marakama is provably, demonstrably the Marakama, so the Machzik has one of two options. Either prove that you bought it, or three options. Either prove that you bought it through live Edim, who witnessed the Mechira or the Matana, or a Shtar to the Mechira Matana, or else you're going to have Eide Chazaka. See, here he says, I have a shtar. So if we end right here, the Machzik wins, he has a shtar, we're good to go. However, here's the twist. Each case has a twist. Here's a twist. Turning the page to Ambez Rebez, Amalei Shtar Zayfu. The Marakama says, that's a fake shtar. It's a phony shtar. It's not a legitimate shtar. It does not attest to any actual Mechira or Matana. What does it mean, the Shtar HaZayfus? As you saw, the Rashbam quotes several approaches. You look in the later Rishon, they point out this Machlokes already, in terms of what Shtar HaZayfus means, that already goes back to Gaonim. Pshatim 2 and 3 in the Rashbam is that literally Shtar HaZayfus. It's a forgery. Either it's shot number 2 is that this fellow himself figured out how to copy the signatures of real Edim, or that he hired other people, other Edim Shakarim. Okay. But what the Rashbam prefers is his first pshat, that's not actually a forged star, but instead the signatures are authentic, but the star is not. How is that? A star amana. Some guys are wondering, what's a star amana? Star amana is the following sleazy Genevish shtick. Shtar HaMana is like this. Shtar HaMana means, or at least I'll give you one example of Shtar HaMana. Shtar HaMana would mean that I actually gave you, I got real Edim to sign a shtar, and I gave you the shtar, trusting that you would never actually use it, because what it describes never actually happened. What does that mean? So let's say, for instance, I don't want to take anyone in the room, everyone here is a big tzaddik. So we'll imagine, I'll take the fall here. So imagine no one here is named Usher, right? Do we have any Usher in the room? No Usher, right? So imagine Usher comes to me, and Usher says Usher wants to take out a big loan, or Usher is looking for people to invest in his business. Usher wants to present himself to other people as a man of means. So he wants to show off his portfolio. Say, look, I have property, I have assets, and I'm worth, I'm a good risk, you lend me money, you know, I'm a good investment. You can invest in me. Usher wants to show, but he doesn't actually have so much to show. He doesn't have such a portfolio. So he comes to me and says to me, could do me a favor, write a shtar that you sold me your karka. So that way, I'm not actually saying, he's not giving me any money. I'm not actually giving him the karka. I'm just giving him a shtar. He can use that shtar to falsely, to misrepresent himself, to be dishonest and pretend that he has all these assets or he doesn't, and then he'll convince people to invest in him to lend him money. It's sheker and it's aser, to be clear. Now, okay, so if I gave him a shtar amana, neither he nor I is a clean, honest person. But, as we saw earlier in the parak, even when people in the Torah are not honest people, we still do have to figure out someone owns the asset. We still have to don a din Torah. Sometimes one or both parties are less than honest and less than wholesome. We still have to figure out what the din is. So what's the story here? The machazik Shimon has a shtar. The shtar says Reuven is selling his field to Shimon. It's dated 2 years ago. So Shimon says, look, this is my karka. You're the marakama, but I have a shtar mechira. Reuven says, that's false. The shtar is aifa, which Rashbam prefers again. Rashbam's preferred pshat is not, it's actually a forgery. The signatures are real, but it was given to the shtar amana. In other words, Reuven is saying, I never gave you that shtar. I never actually sold you the property. You never actually paid me for it. It was just a sham. It was just a shtar amana. It's called amana, ironically, because I have emuna. I'm trusting you. We're good friends. You're not going to use it against me. You were just meant to show it to a third party. You were never meant to actually seize the karka. That's sort of the irony. You're trusting someone who's fundamentally dishonest. That doesn't always end well. Right? So that's Reuven's claim, is I never actually sold you the karka. I just gave you a shtar amana. And now you use chutzpah. I did you a favor, and now you're using it against me. Now you're claiming it's a real shtar. That's what Reuven says to Shimon. Shtar azayfa. The shtar is... Now, and as Rashbam explains, the reason why shtar amana is powerful, this will become important in a moment, it's you can't prove that it's false. The signatures are real. Reuven got real Edom to sign it. They just never actually used it. There was no Das Kenyan. But the signatures are real. So we discussed earlier, a couple weeks ago, the idea of Kiyum Shtaros, right, where you, if one party says that the Shtar is a forgery, the other party is going to have to Mekayim the Shtar. We saw the Mishnayos and Ksubas. I told about three ways to Mekayim the Shtar. The Edom themselves come, or other Edom recognize, or we compare signatures. The signatures are legitimate. The signatures are authentic. The part that is allegedly inauthentic is what's not on paper. So there's no way to prove Shtar Amana. Shimon could take the shtar and get it Mekuyim. Maybe it already is Mekuyim. There's no way for Bezin to catch him. If it is a shtar amana, there's no way for Bezin to catch him. So Reuven comes to Reuven says to Shimon, but it's a shtar amana, chutzpah. Get off my land. You don't belong here. You're using that shtar against me. So what happens? Gachin v'lachish, leila rabba. So Shimon leans over and whispers in Rabba's ear. Those who learned the Avrei Psachim may recognize that phrase, Gachim V'lachish, to lean over and whisper. So he leans over and whispers to Rabba, who apparently is a Dayan, in Shtar Azayfu. Tak it is a Shtar Mazuyif. It's Taka not real. It's a forgery or it's a Shtar Amana. But Shtar Mal Yahavali the Irkas. Itaka had a real Shtar, and that got lost. The Amina in Kid Haibi Adai told him. This is so many layers. So Shimon says, it's true this is a shtar amana, but there was another real shtar. In other words, Shimon claims, let's unpack this story. Shimon says, yes, 2 years ago, I did this sham shtar where I just needed to impress people, so Reuven gave me a fake shtar. But Shimon claims, but a year later, I came back to Reuven after I had more cash, said, you know what? I'd like to really buy your property. And I really bought the property a year ago. And there was a second authentic shtar for the real mechira. But I lost the real shtar, and I have the fake shtar. So Shimon whispers to Rabba, it really is mine. There is a real shtar, just not this one. There's like layers of dishonesty and deception going on here. So what's the din? So Lamaisa, Reuven alleges that both he and Shimon were dishonest. Shimon agrees both he and Reuven were dishonest, but there was a later true, authentic mechira, but I lost that shtar, so that's why I gave it the fake shtar. So Rabba said, now the machlek is Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba says, Malal Shaker, amigo, why should he lie? Iboy Amar, shtar Mal Yehu. He didn't have to admit that it's a shtar zayfa. Reuven had, this is why the shtar amon is important. Reuven had no proof that it was fake. It was. Shimon could have just said with a straight face, "What are you talking about? It's a real shtar. It's a shtar makuyim. Be makayim shtaris, or it is makuyim. What are you talking about? It's not mazuyim. Don't give me your stories." Shimon could have just held the line and said, "It's a real shtar. It's makuyim." He would have won easily. In other words, amigo, that could have said shtar amaliyahu. Malia means good, high quality. I could have said it's a great shtar. So believe him when he says this star is mazuyif, but the mechira actually happened, because he could have said this star is real. Amigo. And Rav Yosef says, no. Amai samchas. What are you being samachan? Hai star. Be samachan. This star. It's a chaspa biyamu. This star is a piece of broken pottery. This star is garbage. How can you be samachan this star? So nachamal. We have this bizarre case. But when all the dust settles, Rabba says the fellow has amigo. And Rav Yosef says he doesn't. And Tosis's question, why not? Yeah, question.
What's Pshat with the Baal Shar going over to whisper in Rabba's ear? What about Bisa? Why?
Yeah, it's a funny, this is like a conversation at the bench. Right. Yes. Yeah, the whole thing is strange. Now, it's hard to know. Gavi pointed out before that unlike some of the other cases, the first change in the Nusach here, well, at least some of the other cases, it was clear that he's coming to Beis Din. And here, Rabba's just there. So presumably that means that he was in Beis Din. I mean, they came to Beis Din. I mean, they were fighting about it outside, but then they came into Beis Din, they presented their cases. And it sounds, again, the Rashbam says he didn't want the other guy to hear. Yeah, he may just have jumped up and ran over to Rabba. Sometimes people don't have good sense of boundaries, and you have to tell them. Maybe Rabba told him, back away and say it out loud. Before Rabba gave you a chance to tell him, back away and say it out loud. Remember, as we've seen in the past, these Hahuda Armaleis, these Dapim, are all actual cases that actually happened. Doesn't mean this is what you're supposed to do, this is what you have to do. Lamaisa, what happened is Gachin Velachish. And as a matter of fact, it happened more than once. Gemara tells another almost identical story. Next piece of Gemara was, instead of being a Shtar Mechira, it was a Shtar Chov. It was, I say you owe me money, and you say no, and I say I have a Shtar, and then Gachin Velachish, the other profile says, that Shtar Chov is Shtar Mazuyev. And then the Malva says, Gachin Velachish, again to Rab. I guess Rabba really, I don't know. People in Rabba's town really like to lean over and whisper. They like to get close to the Rebbe. I don't know. The Gachin Velachish, no. It is a Shtar Mazuyif, but it's not a Shtar Mazuyif. Another Shtar, it's a real Shtar. This is a Shtar Amana, but there's another Shtar. The same exact case. The same Machlok as Rabba of Yosef. Why were people Gachin Velachish? They were obviously uncomfortable. They didn't want to say it out loud. Presumably because they were admitting, they didn't want the other guy to hear that they were admitting that they're really wrong, but they still think they should be right. So I understand why the fellow wanted to say it quietly. You're right that Robert probably pushed him back and said, no, whatever you want to say, say out loud. Let's not have these private conversations. Don't whisper in my ear, we're in a Beis Din, say it out loud. But we understand why the Baal Din wanted to say it quietly, because he's and that's why it's amigo. Because the Baal Din is admitting something to his detriment that he really didn't have to. In both cases, I could have said, this is a good shtar. I don't know what you're talking about. It's not a shtar mazuyif. The one who's presenting the shtar, whether he's the lokeach or the malveh, had the option to say, it's a perfectly good shtar, and he would have won, handily, smoothly, simply. It's a real shtar. Go be mekayim. Maybe he is mekayim. Sure. went out of my way to say, I go on a limb, I say, Taka, this is a shtar amana, but the transaction, the sale or the loan did happen, and there is another shtar which I lost that documents the actual transaction, so there should be a migum. The Tosas raises a question, they don't exactly phrase it this way, but they basically want to know how come Rav Yosef disagrees with Papa. Because the kasha they ask, we're going to wrap up very soon, because I know some fellows have to run to the bus. Lehemne b'migo di b'yomer shtar malyu. But why not believe him with amigo? I mean, the dira maschil is Rav Yosef. Essentially, why didn't Rav Yosef say like Rabba? How is this amigo assailable? How could Rav Yosef possibly disagree? It's a great amigo. I could have easily said, this is a real shtar, and that would be the end of the case. I would have won simply. Instead, I'm the gachin, as you said, gachin velachish, it's uncomfortable. I said, well, it would be easier to say the smooth way. Instead, I chose to say something embarrassing, so believe my whole story, because I could have won handily by just saying shtar malia. If I'm instead saying, well, this is a fake shtar, but there is a real shtar. So what's the question is, why Rav Yosef is giving some sort of svara? Well, this star is a chas to be alma. Who cares about the star? Who cares about the star? He has a migo. The migo tells us there was a different star, or forget the different star. Migo tells us that the loan of the sale really happened. So what do I care if this star is a chas to be alma? So what? I don't need the star. I have a migo. That's what's funny about Rav Yosef. See, here's where we're heading. And if you're staying here, so you have a chance to head back to Beis Meresh in a moment. We continue to work on this, that we're structured. If you're heading down to our Midtown basement, you'll have a chance, if you want to continue to work in the studio down in Midtown. And we'll pick up with this midterm at 9:30 tomorrow morning in Shir. We'll start tomorrow morning in Shir. A lot going on tomorrow, but we're going to start by going by Shir and hopefully putting these pieces together. The Gemara, the Tosas is going to let me just sketch where we're heading. Tosas is going to present the Machlokas Rivam and Ri, two Bali Atosos, and those names should be a little familiar. The Rivam and the Ri are going to argue over where's the hole in this Migo. How could Rav Yosef disagree? And you're going to think carefully. First, he's going to figure out what are their Tirutim. You're going to need the Rush to help work out what the Ri is saying. The Rush explains the Ri a little more. And then I want you to think about how their terutzim perhaps speak to Rabbi Chanan's two perspectives, amigo. And then, that's the first thing is to figure out what their terutzim are. The second question is to see what underlying assumptions are they making about amigo. And then number three is to begin to look throughout the Dapim before and afterwards, scanning for those two names, Rivam and Ri. We've already come across a Tosis that had a kasha from Rivam and a teretz from the Ri that perhaps Rivam didn't like. We've come across another Ri, and we're going to look at Nasa Rabbi Abba, Amagim Lamadala, and again, another similar question in the Sudan Nasa Rabbi Abba, why isn't there amigo? Machlokes Rivam and Ri. That machlok is going to sound very similar to a Rashi Ray learned in Shavuos, and perhaps there's a very, very consistent machlokes Rivam and Ri in terms of how you understand amigo. So that's where we're headed.